I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab is telling believers to leave northern Kenya. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs, Canada.
Al-Shabaab, of course, they have lost ground in Somalia, which where they come from. So they're hitting other eastern African areas like Kenya, like Ethiopia. And the sad part is that the Somalis that have gone to Kenya are trying to flee groups like Al-Shabaab.
Believers set up schools and access to medical care to help these refugees. Yet Al-Shabaab is trying to incite local Muslims against the teachers and medical workers, saying they're stealing local jobs. Musselman says Al-Shabaab and other terrorist groups may try to attack Christians this weekend. Please ask the Lord to protect his followers in Kenya and pray that locals would not listen to Al-Shabaab's fearful messages. Meanwhile, Christians around the world celebrated Good Friday yesterday, and Resurrection Sunday is tomorrow. International Media Ministries' Denise Godwin says current events like the COVID-19 pandemic force believers to ask, how does our faith in Christ change who we are and where we place our trust? Well, to help answer questions like these, IMM is working on a new project.
We are taking some stories that we already had on hand from the Gospels, people who met Jesus, both positively and negatively, and we're featuring those for our friends in the U.S. or in the English-speaking world. We don't usually do that. We're usually working on translations, but we thought it's an important time to think about these stories in the New Testament and how they inspire us and challenge us of who we are in Christ.
Learn how you can spread gospel hope at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.